Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. We're so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, go down, leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. We do love those, and they help a ton. They do. That's a free way of kind of helping us out. Another way of helping us out is to help our sponsors. So first of all, Dr. Dish, if you're thinking of getting a team that wants to shoot the ball better and consistently put that round ball into that cylinder, check out Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a one-stop shop, if you're looking to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking to talk to me on a regular basis, right, James? Then you can become a teachhoops.com member, and I'll put you on the bat phone and we'll take care of your specific needs. So come over and check us out at teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast.
Okay.
So we're going to do the same thing, force them to the sideline. When they come across, we're going to do a 1-2 trap here. Three's going to take away the first pass. Other three takes away deep middle.
Do you disguise it? Or everyone knows you're doing it.
No, but the only good thing about it is it just gives you a different look. You're running the same rotations, but just by dropping it to different areas on the floor, it's almost like you're running
a different
something press. Different.
Yeah.
And we've had teams that do a good job passing. They don't turn the ball over because maybe they pass. You know, we like teams that like to try to dribble through our press, and we'll speed them up too. But if teams are real good about moving,
well, if I was playing you, I would say no dribbles ever.
Yeah, they'll just sprint. So what we'll do sometimes, and maybe they put somebody here, so we'll drop it back to this, just because I tell my players it shrinks the floor. There's less, less areas for them to take and pass through, things like that.
Okay. No, that's great.
That's pretty much the rotations. I'm sure I missed probably something or a good.
No, that's perfect. I'm just making sure I'm doing it right.
A whole lot of time here. So
no, I that's perfect. That's I just making sure. I was doing my rotations right when I go back and look at my film. So everything was good on rotations. So how do you break it down then? So let's talk drills and stuff that we break.
Okay. Now going back to that, and I know I went over. I think one time I went over this with you, which is that 5-on-5 shell, which we'll do like the first day where you try to get so much done in like 45 seconds. Do you want me to quickly go over that?
Yeah, go over that. I don't remember that.
We'll see. Hopefully.
We'll see if the old guy remembers. So you're going 5-on-5.
It is 5-on-5.
Now, how many girls do you have on your
we have around 20. That's just JV. We don't have a freshman team, so basically freshmen through seniors.
Do you have three colors or four colors going at the same time, or just two colors?
Just usually two. Okay. Just usually two on this.
I found a place that makes reversibles that have three colors.
I've seen that.
Have you seen it?
But to me, it just seems like it maybe is it too thick or is it okay?
I don't know. I tried to get one to see it, but they're shut down right now. So
I'll let you know when that
would be like life changing to me. Like,
oh, it's nice. Now we have black, like, cut off, dry fit shirts that we wear. So we can give another team, we can tell them to wear those for the day with the jersey over, and they can just take those off.
Yeah.
Especially the girls. But so this is a 5-on-5 drill.
And you do this right away.
This is something we probably start doing over the last couple of years on the first day of practice, just to show them the rotations of the and where we're going to trap with the 1-2-2 with the ball press.
Okay.
Then every so often we might, once you get in the season, you don't have to run it as often, or it's just whatever you want to do. But this is something I'd probably start showing at least definitely the first day. If something happens we can't, then definitely by the second day. Now, I'm not going to take an –
yeah.
If you can see, I'm going to just keep the players the same spot. Yep. I'm just going to talk about like where the traps are and what they're doing.
Yep.
Just to kind of give you the idea or give
the coach the idea. So you call this 5-on-5?
This 5-on-5 full court shell.
Okay.
And this basically lets us know where the traps are. You know, where do we get our 1-2 traps? Where do we get our 2-3 traps on a long skip? How do we cover it?
So they don't move. Like the offense doesn't move.
No. The offense, the only person that moves is – the middle person. We will have them dive only when there's a 2-3 trap. Only when the ball crosses half court will they take, and they will dive because the backside three has got to take and meet them towards that elbow.
I like that. So, shell part. That's what we should have. We did this, but we didn't do it very much. We should have done it more. Okay.
So this is the only time when I throw the ball in,
you have six offensive players, right?
Well, just me. Just a coach. That's a C for coach.
Oh,
I only throw it to get it going.
Okay.
So like right now, everybody would be in the middle third.
Okay.
Once to start the drill, I throw it here.
Yep.
And then I'm there done. I'm out. These people stay the same. These two can dribble a little bit. And our rules are the twos play 15 feet from the one, the threes play 15 feet from the two. So if the one happens to move up, the twos have to move up, and then the threes move up.
Threes move up.
Okay. So on this, all we do is once they have the ball, we pressure. So everybody shifts over like we did earlier.
Yeah.
So the one, everybody shifts over, five on the side. Their job is they ping pong it over here. Everybody.
Do you make them hold it on offense for a specific amount of time?
You can for a second or so if you want. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can see what would happen with this. Yeah.
You know, like any type of shell.
Any type of shell. They might
hold it for a two count or something. But their job is to work on air time, and that's one of the keys. You know, not only do you run at angles, but you have to move on air time. If you wait till the other person catches it, it's too late. So right when that leaves their hands and goes over here, we are sprinting to our position. Then we take and bring it back. So now we sprint it back to the original position.
Okay.
Then once they get it, we let them – the guard knows to dribble it into a 1-2 trap. Then they'll take, and once we get them 1-2 trap, and in this drill, there's no over and backs, there's no double dribbles. So once we get them into 1-2 trap, they will drag that dribble back. The one goes with them, and then again, the twos and the threes play off that 15 feet. So if that girl dribbles all the way back here and that one goes with her, the twos move up, the threes move up.
Okay.
Okay. It's just a whole spacing concept. Okay. So again, we dribble into a 1-2 trap, we drag it back to this spot right here. She throws it over here. Again, everyone rotates. They dribble into a 1-2 trap. They drag it back. Everybody shifts back. They throw it back over. So everything starts with this girl right here.
Okay.
She now takes and throws across half court, and we sprint into a 2-3 trap. Okay. Now, again, there's no over and backs here.
Right.
So once we rotate, everyone rotates for that 2-3 trap. She throws it back. We drag it back. Everyone, again, spacing. Throw it over here, same thing. Catches it, pitches it ahead. We get into a 2-3 trap. Okay. Now, one thing on the 2-3 trap, if you want that three to catch it, she can always catch it and then just throw it to the person, hand it to the person, and then get into a trap, just so you get to the mentality of picking it off.
Yep.
Okay, so, again, we do the same thing here. Then we take and dribble into a 1-2 trap. Then we pitch it ahead and then – into a 2-3 trap. Throw it ahead to a 2-3 trap. Throw it back.
Yep.
Drag it back. Same thing. Dribble into a 1-2 trap. Throw into a 2-3 trap. Take it back. over here. And the last thing we do once we get back to this position is we will make that long diagonal pass. And there the job of the three is, that is, we don't trap long passes. They see it coming. It's just not going to be, you know,
right.
You're not going to get anything from it. So the three will take it while that two is sprinting back. And once the two gets there, the three, and again, everyone rotates. Three's out, the three's over. The backside two rotates back, the one drops. But when that two gets over there, she'll bump that three back, and then we're back into our quarter court.
Okay.
And that's a good conditioner. You can do that.
And you do that for 45 seconds.
45 seconds. Again, you have to have good girls here because these two are the ones that control the whole thing.
Right.
These two offensive players. They gotta know what's kind of going on, and I'm usually telling them what to do. But you know, like with you, I mean, with boys, it could be 40 or less maybe, and you can get it done. If they're working hard enough, you can get it done. And if any time, let's say the ball happens to go, you know, let's say we throw it from here to here because it's open or something in this drill, which you could,
right.
Because they're not playing tag, then you can start them over if you want. So you can make it a real, you know, it's a good, they have to be booked and they have to be moving, and or they take a
start. I love that. I love that. And that would work again. That would work with anything. Like even if you were doing a diamond in one or you're doing my 1-3-1, I love that.
But again, it just introduces, you know, the 1-2 traps, the 2-3 traps, where we rotate, who's taking what, who's covering middle, playing tag, you know, spring on air time. It covers everything.
I don't care what people say. Shell is still one of the best drills ever. Like I know there's a movement for all of Shell. Sometimes you just have to teach them what to, you know, it's first hour. Go to first hour. It's room 752, you know. You just need to stand here, like get in line, like, you know, sometimes I'm serious. Like, and I think we skipped that a little bit too much when we were putting it in. And I think, anyway, we got better at it, but.
Now we will take, usually on the first day, we will do that.
Okay.
Then we're going to usually do our quarter court drills, because that's where, I mean, it's like any type of defense. You're going to spend the majority
of
time.
Here, move the camera over so I can see is that the progression on the side?
This is just another one. Yes, over here.
Yeah. Move it up so I can see the – okay, so we did
– You did. We've done this.
We did this. Okay, so do you go – so this is what I'm going to ask. So do you do all the – do you do
– No.
Okay.
We usually do – on day one, we'll do that drill, the 5-on-5 shell. And then we'll do pretty much these right here.
Most
we'll do
of those.
Our half. These are more of our quarter court breakdown.
And you
drills.
Do most of your quarter court for a longer period of time to make
we
sure
will
you
do
get it?
The 3-on-4. Usually these are maybe, let's say, 8-minute drills, 8 to 10 minute drills, maybe. And then, what we do is, like with these two, I'm usually taking, these are for the 1s and 2s in the quarter court.
Yep.
So I'm doing those on one end while my assistant is doing the figure eight drill with the 3s on the other end.
Okay.
So they're kind of getting done at the same time in about 10 or so minutes.
Okay.
And then the 5-on-8 shell drill is all you do is just take those drills and you put it together for the 5-on-8 shell drill.
Okay.
So,
all right, good. Let's go back to this then. That's
okay.
Yeah. That's where I need work on is the progression of the breakdown, I think.
Got it.
Okay.
So, but I'm going to go ahead and just go over the, real quickly, the 3-quarter court drills, and then we'll do those.
Yeah.
And I'll just try to – but this is a 3-on-3, 1s and 2s. So this kind of works on your 1-2 trap. So I'm just going to – since we've already went over the different trapping
stuff, we don't need to do that. I just want to know what
so
it is.
So on this is, you know, our one can deny this.
Yeah.
But once the ball goes in, you know, this person might
teach,
come over
do
here.
Do you teach your one different reads or when you're doing these breakdowns, or you let them figure out the reads?
A lot of times we let them figure it out, but you know, but we tell them, you know, if they have a one guard front, like on a press breaker, instead of just staying right there, if you want to go deny it, you can deny it all you want. It doesn't matter. But here,
so how tall are the girls you're playing? So let's say I have a 6-foot.
Can you hear me okay?
No, I got it. That was me.
Okay, did you?
That was me because I was drinking some water and I forgot to turn my mic back on. Sorry. So let's say I've got a 6'1 girl. I'm just going to put her at the free throw line and just throw it to her. And then turn, and we're gonna go.
We could take and deny it. We'll take and maybe.
Okay.
We might face guard her because if they throw over top, we got our 2s maybe cheating up or something. So we might do something.
Has that happened to you?
No.
Okay.
No. Most.
Okay.
Nope. But our main thing is we're going to take him tonight. We're going to try to push him out here and have him catch it out on the side. So once the ball gets in, the inbounder basically just becomes a two-guard front.
Right.
And then we basically just play it 3-on-3. So what we're trying to do is get them in the speed dribble and get a 1-2 trap here. If they happen to throw over here, we are sprinting. The middle girl on offense cannot leave the center circle because we have no one back. So,
right.
You know, it's trying to cheat the drill. But if they happen to ping pong it over across, then everybody's sprinting out, and we're going to try to get another trap on the other side.
Okay.
So here's one. This we might run where you have to get three stops.
Okay.
Once you get three stops, we sub somebody out. And, you know, if you're having a bad day and kind of want to make it real hard is, you know, if somehow they take and, you know, and a stop would be like a good trap, a steal, whatever. You know, if something happens, you don't get a good trap or something, you can start it over and they start with zero.
Right.
You know, go back to one or something. But we'll do that. So that's 3-on-3 in the top of the press. Eventually what we'll do is we'll put our threes back here, and this becomes our 5-on-4. So now we'll put one person back. So we have 4 on offense, 5 on defense. We have all 5 defenders on defense. So now we have an outlet up the sideline. So we're doing the same thing up front, but now if they want to throw across – we're going to work on our 2-3.
Do you have the offense go side to side or stay stationary?
This person, nope, they can take and go anywhere they want.
Okay.
And if they catch it on here, you know, if they catch it here, this middle person could dive because now
you got everybody out there. But can the offensive person move forward? The center circle person has to stay there in the
center. They have to stay there. The only time – so like even in the first drill and here, they have to stay in the center.
Okay.
The only time they can move – now, if they want to stay – they want to move around a little bit in the center circle.
No, that's good. But I think why I like that is I think everyone's teaching go to the middle. If I'm breaking it, I'm saying cut to the middle. Go to the middle. So you don't want that person to cheat the drill.
Yep.
Yeah. I like that.
So that's our 5-on-4. So we start off with our ones and twos
on our
3-on-3, and then we'll do 5-on-4, where now you're working a little bit of 2-3 trap.
Okay.
And then we'll do a drill called our 10-4 drill. Again, this is a Quincy drill, a Quincy, Illinois, Lauren Wallace drill. So 10-4 is, it's basically a scrimmage session. The defense is constantly on defense. The offense is playing offense.
Okay.
Okay, so the it's called 10-4 because – the defense has to get 10 points before the offense gets 4. A point on defense is anytime you get a deflection, it's a point.
Right.
Anytime you get a steal, it's a point.
Okay.
If they turn the ball over, it's a point. You know, if they travel, throw the ball out of bounds, again, it's a point. If you get a steal and then you get a layup, you get 2 points. So there's different ways to get your points.
Right.
The offense gets 4 points. I mean, you can play at ones and twos, twos and three, whatever you want to do.
Right.
But the defense has to take in it makes them take and get a little bit aggressive. So, you know, we'll come down and let's say we get a steal, we pitch it ahead. Okay. And then right when the ball goes in, let's say we got 2 points for the defense, the offense quickly takes it out and they start going again.
Okay. So you're telling the offense, go.
Yeah. And usually we'll do this maybe on the second day or so. And I'll tell my offense at that time, we haven't really went over our press offense.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I'll say, I care less what you're doing on offense.
Right.
You guys just take in.
Go. I think the point to the listeners is you're giving points to what you want to have happen.
Yes.
No matter when you. Yeah. Whatever you do, every drill I've ever done, it's like we rebound pretty well in the offensive glass because all the drills we do. Mm-hmm. I reward people taking charges. I reward offense rebounds.
So
you're rewarding the offense to go. Like, I'm going to give you more points if you go.
And if you want to give – one of the things we do on the offensive end is, you know, if they get an offensive board, we give them 2 points. So they can get –
Okay. So you know, why, is it called 10-4? Why is it called 10-4?
10-4 because the defense is trying to get 10 points before the offense gets 4.
Four. Okay.
So, again, the defense, it's – so, you know, I'll tell them the easiest way to get points is deflections. So just by being aggressive, getting your hands up, you might get a tip. They might get – the offense might still get the ball, but at least you give your point – at least you get a point up on the board.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
But we'll play it out. So once they break the press, then we go into like our quarter court. So they're basically, you know, the offense is running whatever they want to do on offense, but the play doesn't stop until once we get a defensive board, we stop, we go the other way. We just throw out of bounds. We get back protecting the other basket.
Right.
And we just, it's just continuous.
I love that the defense just stays too, because then you can work on rotations and like that.
But coach, if in the half, if you happen to get a steal or something in the half court, we play it. But once you get the steal and you transition down, so let's say I get a steal, 1-2 trap, I get a steal. If you miss the layup, you only get one chance at a putback. So if somebody gets a rebound and puts it back and misses it, it's done. If the other team gets the ball, going the other way again. But if you get a putback, and that just kind of teaches your girls to sprint and follow, you know, follow the shot type thing.
I like that. I like that.
That's the 10-4 drill. We'll do a drill called offense to defensive transition. We're all have, can you see this? Okay.
I can.
Okay. I'll put like 5 players.
Yep.
Okay. And then I will take, and the team that's going to be on defense, they just go down. They just transition down 5-on-0, like dummy offense.
Right.
You can work whatever offense, just work on your transition game, work on your offense. And then.
So it's 5-on-0. It's 5-on-0.
5-on-0. And then once they take and shoot, so I tell them, you know, maybe after about 3 or 4 passes, somebody's got to take a shot.
Okay.
But once that leaves their hand, the coach is right here with the ball. They're going to throw it to one of these girls that's on the baseline.
Okay.
And the team that was on offense, run their dummy offense, have to sprint back, and now we're kind of working on our presses off of misses.
I like that. Is that the best way you found to do it off misses? Because that's not an easy thing to practice.
Scrimmage, really, just you know, we scrimmage quite a bit, so really that's where we take.
Scrimmage is good too. Okay. Yep. Okay.
And when some of the quick key teaching points with off misses, I'm sure coaches usually when they ask me, like, you know, what are some of the things you talk about with misses?
Yeah.
We tell our one to slow down the ball. So on a miss, our one knows, like when we miss a shot, our one knows their job is to slow down the ball, giving everybody else a chance to get back. All 4 other players are sprinting through the middle of the floor. The twos, so let's say the one picks up the ball.
Okay, so before we do that, so I think that's a good point to make is, like, the you are our first line of defense because everyone else is running for cover at this point. You have to stop the enemy and slow them. You don't have to stop them. You just have to slow them. And I love that because that I think that's what you sell to your one, too. It's like you are the most important person on a miss because you have to slow us.
Yeah. Just buy your team an extra second or two to get back.
Right. That's all it takes is the setup. Yeah.
And we don't designate, you know, some coaches will designate like what they call halfbacks or fullbacks or something, you know. We just tell our twos, the twos have to get back as deep as they have to, you know. So if they have the ball, but let's say somebody sprints their floor and they're here, the twos might have to get back here.
Right.
But when the threes, when they're sprinting back to the middle, because again, we want to keep on the side, so everybody has to sprint back to the middle. Once those threes get close enough or start getting by them, then the twos start moving up, and then we'll start getting into where, you know, it might be off a miss, it might be a 3-quarter court press, it might be a half court, it's wherever we can get into it the quickest.
Okay.
But the twos cannot. One thing that the girls know, it upsets me, is here comes the ball, and this two will help up, and they'll leave that pass over top for a let, you know, get back when the threes get behind you, then start moving up a little bit.
So your twos are getting back and protecting the village, basically.
So the twos are kind of like your halfbacks, your fullbacks until the threes get by them. Then they start moving up a little bit. But
they tend to be more guards, so they're quicker. They're probably quicker and faster. I love that. Okay, that's a great point. I love that.
Teams that like to run on you, you know, the quicker you get back in your press, eventually, after a few possessions, they almost quit running. I mean, it's almost like they just come to a standstill and.
Yeah. Okay.
Then it becomes just, you know, they just, again, pass.
Yeah. There's no easy way. I haven't seen it. If anybody's got it, it's like that's a hard scrimmage, tends to be the best way to do that transition.
It is. It is just getting their legs conditioned.
It's so hard to do it on a miss. So, I don't make it easy because they're taking it out of bounds and you can simulate it. That's a hard thing to simulate. But I like that. That's a great idea. Like, well, we'll just go 5-on-0. Maybe we'll work on our quick hitters or our plays or something. Mm-hmm. 1-2 passes, take a shot, and then I like that. Yeah.
And we'll do like the 10-4 drill. We'll do like a 4-minute scrimmage, and we'll keep score offense and defense. So it's kind of like a 10-4 drill by the way you're keeping track of your points.
Right.
But it's a constant scrimmage. So the defense isn't on defense the whole time. They're converting offense to defense. but we'll give them the same point value and stuff for 4 minutes. Okay. Something else we do in the half court.
What's the figure eight thing? Wasn't there a figure eight thing with the bigs?
So that's what we just went over. What we just went over was more of like the three quarter court drills.
Okay.
So like I said, on day one, we might do the 5-on-5 shell.
Right.
Day two, three, we might do these 3-on-3, 5-on-4, 10-4 drills, all those. Okay, but in the again, the majority of your half court or majority of the game is going to be played in the quarter court because they only got 10 seconds to get across.
Right.
You're not going to get a steal every time.
Right.
But everything's going to be played here. So, the Steve, I'm going to quickly do the 3-on-4 drill first.
Yeah, okay.
So the guard,
and that's the quarter court one, right? Is that three court?
Yeah. So while I'm doing this, the three on four down here with my guard, my ones and twos, my JV coach is doing the figure eight at the other end.
Okay.
So this is just shell drill, like you said.
Yep.
This is 3-on-4. Yeah, okay. 3-on-4. So what they're doing is just working where do they go based on the ball in the quarter court. So again, when the ball's up top, our one is pressuring. If you want the one to get to a side and start working on pushing them over, you can. But usually we just play them straight up at times. The twos are we always talk, make sure you protect inside out. You know, so don't be way out here, you know, out wide where you're going to give up this pass right here. We play where these guys, you know, they got their hands and they're almost, I wouldn't say they're almost touching, but if they make this pass, they're close enough together, they can get a tip on it. When the pass gets, so they're protecting the high post. When the pass goes to the wing, the two on air time, the two is taking it. And we tell them belly button to the sideline. I mean, we don't play top side or low side. We play straight up parallel to the sideline. Okay. So we have on that pass, the two takes it. Our one is a sprint, and they are setting up shop right there above the elbow with their inside hand. So if a team has a mid post there, they're going to have their right hand, their low hand, their bottom hand is going to be basically in the gut of that player right there.
Okay. Yep.
Because we don't want to front them. We want to just get – because if we read this pass and they throw this ball back up top, we might be able to shoot this gap right here for a steal. Right. So the one is going to be right here. The backside two, they drop a little bit. They don't drop all the way down because there's going to be a three kind of at the rim line or so, but they just drop a few feet down with their back, their butt to that backside corner. Again, when they pass it back up, she's sprinting in. She's going up. And what we call this a J move, where we might have them take a step to the middle of the floor and then just kind of, again, work on our angles again. Just take away maybe that little move right there. They might not throw that pass to the high post. Okay. And then again, the two comes up. Same thing.
And that's where they're looking. They're looking at the high post too, aren't they?
And if they see it, they throw it. We're always looking in. So that high post player just moves side to side there about that mid post area, and we have to protect it. So that's all it is basically working the ones and twos. When the ball goes to the wing, the two sprints out, the one sprints down to the high post, the backside two drops. And
you have to work on this all the time because most of the time it's in this part of the court more than the full court.
Yes. So that's our 3-on-4.
Right.
Then what we'll do sometimes is we'll take and put a two guard front out here.
Which is what most people do versus an odd zone.
Yep. And then we'll just – now the one there will play kind of like they do in the press part. They'll play in between.
Okay.
Our twos now – it's almost like you've taken your court and turned it. So if here's your high post, the twos are a little bit – this one's maybe a step out. This one's a step here. They're still protecting here, but they're kind of angled different on this. So, again, if the pass gets made, again, they'll come over. She'll move over. She'll take middle. If they bobble it, we can come up and we can work on our 1-2 traps. So if they're in a 1-2 trap here, we know the two has to protect middle. If the ball goes to the corner, then the two has to play. You know, in a real game, this would be a three out here. This would be a 2-3 trap.
Right.
So the two plays top. The two does play top side there because they have to imagine a three being out there.
The three being there. Okay.
Yep. And then, the one would drop. Backside two would then drop a little bit deeper on the backside.
And how long are these drills?
We will go for – we can do it for touches. You know, we might say, okay, if you get a deflection, you know, after two or three deflections, you're out. Or it could be just for have them reverse the ball a couple times, you know.
What do you do with the threes then?
They are doing the figure eight drill. They're on the other end.
Yeah. Okay, and what's that?
Okay, so on
that's why I wasn't working with. I did that one. I did that drill with my guys, but
okay,
I didn't work.
So the figure eight.
Now again, I can't see the I can't see quite the bottom of those little.
I'll move that.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah, yep. Got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
So we've done it where we have the wings. We've done it where we do not. I'm going to put the wings in here for now, though.
Okay.
So when the ball's up top, they are dead fronting. The threes are dead fronting the.
So we're normally in a 1-2-2. So the one is at the top of the key. The two's elbows. Okay.
You're doing the same thing, but yep.
Yes.
So again, no ones, no twos, just the threes. When the ball goes to the wing, this three takes a step up and out. Right there. This three, the backside three, is pretty much rim line.
Okay, so where would the twos and ones be?
Twos right now, this would be a two.
Yep.
This would be a one. And the backside twos just dropped a little bit, just like that.
Perfect. I'm just trying to get a sense of where they'd be. Okay.
Yep. So the threes here, but again, they're a step up and out.
Yep.
Just so they're that much closer to maybe a shooter in the corner. When that ball goes there, they banana cut. They take away that baseline.
Okay.
And then this three, here's your figure eight. This three goes on airtime. They go low side, and they lead with this. So here, they would have their left hand out, and they would X step through in front. So they're going to try to maybe reach around with their low hand, their low arm. So because a lot of times, once or twice a game, they'll think that looks open, and they'll try to make that pass in there. And this person will come from behind the bottom side, and they'll get a deflection and get a steal. But if they don't get – so what they'll do is they'll lead with that low hand, and then almost like you're like three-quarter on the low side.
Right.
But then you take and step through, and then we dead front. We dead front that. And then when the ball goes back out, she goes over top, back to her spot. This person sprints back in. And, again, if you look at it, it's kind of like running a figure eight. But the key point is they have to take and they go low side.
You have to front the –
Yep,
you
but they have to go low side. If they try to fight over top high side,
you're done. You're sealed.
The post player's going to seal you. They're going to ride you up that lane line. So if we go low side. Plus, if you go low side, you have that one that's kind of towards that mid post, so they can kind of help a little bit. But so that's what it is. So basically,
for anybody that's going to do any sort of trapping, you got to front that low block always.
Yep. And there's
high school kids horrible making that pass anyway. So don't even worry about the lob. People worry about the lob too much. You know how many good lobs I've seen in 30 years? Like six.
And like right here,
like seriously. Think about it.
If this three's fronting, that backside two, the deeper the ball to the corner, the deeper the two has to rotate.
Right, but how many times can that person, if three is giving any ball pressure in the corner, make the pass to the lob?
And there's your – that's your key.
If they
make that pass, that's on that three. That girl is not putting enough pressure on
that. If you front a low block in anything like this, I mean, now if you got a 6'11 future NBA star, okay. But very few people can make that pass effectively.
And then when they throw that pass back out, they have to, again, fight over top.
Yeah.
Again, they go back to their spot. They come back in, step off and up.
I love that.
Again, same thing. Ball goes over here. They go out. They go underneath, so they're running like a figure eight.
I like the name, too, because it kind of shows them what you're doing.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then, to make it simple, the 5-on-8 shell.
So you're doing that figure eight while your other coach is doing the figure eight. What are you doing then?
I'm doing that 3-on-3. I'm doing that guard one.
You're doing the guard one.
That we just went over.
I'm trying to sense my practice. So in a practice thing, that would be 5 minutes total? You don't need to switch.
Now if you have girls that take and can play both, you know, we do have some threes that can play.
That's true.
But you can do is on day one, wherever you think they're going to play the most, have them do it on day one. I'd have them go there, you know, for a three or two. But the next day you might say, hey, you might tell your coach, get this person in the first 30 seconds.
And then go grab them.
And then go the other side or something. Okay. But like on day one, I'd say that's probably going to take about 10 or so minutes the first day or so. But once you get going, then
Are you doing that in January? Are you doing all this stuff in January?
No, because you'll see. Because on the next drill, Steve, we put it all together. So we have eight offensive players against our five defensive players. So we're going 5-on-8.
Okay.
So this, all you're doing, this is the same thing you just did. It's just you're putting it all together.
But that you're doing in January.
Yes. We do a lot of this stuff for like even scouting reports.
Okay.
You know, because if we're going to play a team that shoots a lot of threes.
Right.
We might.
In the corner, yeah.
you have to make sure you cover this. You know, if they get a good look three off, we give the offense a point. If it goes in, we give them two. So, and then we take in, you know, blue rotates off, white rotates on, and whoever has the lowest score wins at the end, you know.
Okay.
So we do a lot of stuff.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Also, subscribe and like. We do appreciate those. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.